joining us on the line is crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. 13 dead, including the gunman in an overnight shooting that happened out in California. Brad, this comes less than 2 weeks after what we saw in Pittsburgh, the deadly events at a temple there. Are we able to draw any comparisons at this point? Is it too early to say whether this might have been inspired or is some sort of copycat of what happened in Pittsburgh?
Well, that's always a possibility when you have high-profile mass shootings. But look at it this way, that people who end up committing mass shootings have been thinking about it for probably a long time. And the anger and the rage and the disenfranchisement and the powerlessness they feel, and, you know, they're not doing well in life and relationships and jobs, you know, all this stuff sort of adds to the burden on their life day in and day out. And so looking sometimes for an excuse. Can they use a recent mass shooting? Sure, they can. But that also tells you they're just looking for anything to launch. So, you know, I'm not sure it's so straightforward that you can blame one mass shooting on another.
You know, Brad, one of the victims is a sheriff's deputy, Ron Hellis, a 29-year veteran of the sheriff's department there, who walked into this. He didn't wait for backup, but that's what he was trained to do, right?
Right. So what has happened is that since Columbine, where law enforcement was regularly, people ruled against them because they believed, and rightly so, that they should have gone in, is what I'm trying to say. And so now it's you go in. You go towards the source of the shooting immediately because statistically mass shootings last less than 5 minutes, and if you don't go in, you're not going to be able to stop it. And so that's the logic. And obviously, he must have walked this right into this, you know, at a time when, you know, the shooter obviously was extremely active and walked probably right into him. Now, with their visibility problems, I mean, you know, there's a lot of issues about smoke grenades. Did he actually use smoke grenades, which means that the deputy and the shooter probably could see each other or were, you know, it's cloudy some way. You know, all that is a bearing as to, you know, who gets shot. But let's face it, you know, it's a vulnerable thing to walk into a situation as the shooting occurs.
And looking at this all morning long, we've been hearing these stories of people inside doing basically whatever they could to escape, throwing bar stools through windows, trying to go out the back, even through the ceiling, we've heard some of these eyewitnesses say. Hearing these stories, do you feel that while no one expects to be caught in this situation, because it's happened so often here over the last few years, that people might be more prepared, or at least know that they have to do whatever it takes to stay away and stay alive?
Yes, I think it's now something that's imprinted on most of us, and that people are actually starting to think, I hear shots, what do I do? I mean, because, you know, one of the training that you try to instill in people is not to be paranoid, but always sort of be aware. If you go to an event, if you go to school, if you go into any setting, if something would happen here, how would I get out of here? Where are the exits? You know, just sort of get a general lay of the land. And clearly people's survival mode kicked in at this nightclub shooting because of what you just described.
We've heard this over and over. Always look for the exits and have an exit plan.
Do you think that maybe, you know, people a few years ago might have heard a loud sound, a loud bang, maybe think it was a car backfiring, and now people assume that it's the worst?
Yes. I think people now, when they hear a sound, and that's why we get a lot of false reportings of shootings. You know, a chair or a table will fall over onto a hard floor and make a cracking sound, and people will report that they hear shots fired. And, you know, law enforcement responds because they don't know until they get there. But, yes, you're exactly right. The presumption is it's somebody shooting.
Brad, we're glad you could join us this morning. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst in Washington.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your-
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.